So when we study the scripture, especially the gospel from St. John, we recognize that the Johannine community, or the community of St. John, had to endure a lot of persecution at extra from the outside coming in, but also division at intra within among themselves, right? So they were going through a lot of trials and a lot of hardship and trying to recognize, where are they? What's going on in life? Why do we have to be Christians? And the composition of the Johannine Gospel was around the year 90 AD to 100 AD. So we recognize that first, what happened during that time? The destruction of Jerusalem already happened, right? So that's what a big thing for the people of the Jewish faith. But then on top of that, the disbursement after the destruction of Jerusalem itself, and then added on top of all of those trials and hardship and tragedy, all the pains and sufferings. Now, they were being expelled from their own local synagogues and place of worship. Imagine the isolation, the loneliness, the pains, the suffering they have to go through. And so they're asking themselves, all of this, is everything we're going through, are they worth it? What's going on? Why do we suffer so much? So St. John, reflecting through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, divine inspiration, the Lord revealed to him, and he wrote down this message that Jesus consoled his own disciples. Even before all this happened, he said, you know, there will be times when you will be expelled. There will be times when everyone who kills you or persecutes you will think that he is offering worship to God, doing the right thing. But they're doing that out of ignorance. So what should you do? The Lord taught us then, be faithful, because you have been with me from the beginning. Therefore, you should persevere to this. In our own life too, I've seen this in our young airmen and guardians. They love to chase after passion, right? I'm passionate about this, chaplain. I'm so committed about this, right? It's easy to begin something, but it's really hard to end it well. This is what the race is all about, right? Not just beginning something so well with passion, with desire and stuff, right? But to persevere well, to end well. And so this is when we need the Holy Spirit to guide us and to continue to console us, the advocate who lead us toward the truth that set us free, the truth that I spoke about yesterday, the truth that truly make us free as children of God instead of this world. The truth that help us recognize that no one can enslave us. Nothing in this world can ever enslave us or bind us if we know who we are in Christ Jesus. Therefore, as we prepare ourselves for the ascension, ask ourselves this, are we lifting up our hearts and allowing our lives to truly be free in Christ Jesus? Or are we still worried about the things of this world?